Welcome to Tomorrow's Visitors Podcast. My name is Kieran Swale. I'm a tourism innovation specialist at Southern Regional College. I'm a big supporter of local tourism and bringing people together. And in this podcast series, I'm going to be talking about tourism in Ireland, North and South, about emerging visitor trends and new technologies, new visitor experiences and culture and heritage and visitor attractions. I'm going to be talking to the connectors from tour guides to food and drink producers, tour operators and agents to accommodation providers, trying to get a handle on what tomorrow's visitors are actually looking for, and finally then sharing some practical tips for tours and businesses. So, for the latest episode, log on to tomorrowsvisitors.com, or if you have any ideas for future podcasts, please get in touch. So welcome to Tomorrow's Visitors, episode number four. Kieran Swale here, and in this episode I talk with Ethan Lockery. Ethan's the Marketing Officer for Outdoor Recreation, NI. We talk about the growth of mountain biking. We both share our passion for this leisure and sporting activity. We travel around the mountain biking trail centres in Northern Ireland, making reference as well to the Seven Stains in Scotland and Ballyhura in County Limerick. We begin by reviewing the recent opening of the trails in Gorchin Glen and move on to Blessingburn and Dava, and suggest that these three could be all promoted together as a mountain biking package in Mid-Ulster. We then talk about the new extension to the Dava Forest Trails, which is opening very soon in summer 2021. And this will be very good with the opening of the OAM Dark Sky Observatory. Gosford Forest Park recently opened new mountain biking trails, and I've visited there about five times in the last few months. Fantastic. Great entry into mountain biking, really fast flowing trails, and the council really have done a great job there. We review the old favourites like Castle Whelan and Restrever, and the Castle Whelan appealing to all mountain bikers. Restrever still is a bit more challenging for the more enthusiastic, but you're rewarded by those fantastic views over Slieve Martin and the great downhill challenges there if you're into downhill mountain biking. We discuss 26 Extreme and Life Adventure, who run appealing challenging events there, and the likes of the Red Bull Fox Hunt and the Vitus First Tracks Enduro Series. We mentioned Castle Ward in Barnett's Domain, and really we conclude by saying that the state of mountain biking is very healthy in Northern Ireland. Finally, Ethan makes a plea for anybody who would like to help out as a volunteer. You can contact him at ethan@outdoorrecreation.ie. Okay, on to podcast four then.
Kieran Swale from Tomorrow's Visitors here, and this afternoon I'm delighted to be with Ethan Lockery from Outdoor Recreation and I. Ethan is the Marketing Officer, and he has gladly agreed to come on to our podcast. Ethan, good afternoon.
Hi, Kieran. How's things? Are you well?
Oh, I'm great. Listen, thanks a million for agreeing to come on, and I'm really looking forward to our chat because I know your colleague, your colleague Carolyn and Chris both well, and I've seen Chris at a different events down the years. Mm-hmm. And it was Chris suggested that I talk to you. Thanks, Chris.
It was very kind of him. Thanks, Chris. He'll inevitably be listening, but
remember conversations with Chris, you know, and Carolyn going back probably a decade ago or longer. Actually, probably longer. I'm at Southern Regional College 2012. It's in around that time. And I had already just started to get into mountain biking myself, which is too long a story to tell you why, but I did. And I went over to Scotland a few times, which I loved the Seven Stains in Scotland. And then at that time around, I remember conversations with Chris. He was saying, oh, we're really looking at trying to get the whole mountain biking scene up in Northern Ireland. And that was early days. That was back in 2012, 2013, and then there was a launch, and then there's been from 2015 a real growth, and it's been wonderful to watch that. My role at Southern Regional College, I'm a tourism specialist and I help businesses, but it's just been wonderful to watch the whole evolving aspect of mountain biking in Northern Ireland and in Ireland for that matter. And I suppose just kicking off, if you could maybe tell us a little bit about what you do and maybe how mountain biking fits into that, and then we'll follow up the conversation.
Yeah, of course. So just to touch on what you mentioned there, I think it is important to recognize that fact that, we're in 2020 now, and this time, not even 10 years ago, this time 7 years ago, we had zero trail centres in Northern Ireland. So yeah, as you say, the fact that we now have, on mountain bike and I think it was six between national and regional trail centres and other places popping up all the time, that that obviously doesn't just happen. There's a lot of hard work goes into that. So for such a growth to come about in such a relatively short period of time, it's really impressive, and it's indicative sort of a lot of the hard work that went on behind the scenes between, as you say, Carolyn and Chris and the guys at Outdoor Recreation Northern Ireland. I wasn't with them just quite that early. And like local mountain bikers, guys like Glenn O'Brien, who obviously gave a lot of feedback, and the councils, who are the ones that ultimately have to take the plunge and make that investment. So yeah, there's a lot of work went on. So my role in Outdoor Recreation NI sort of follows up all the hard work that has gone before. And I have the nice task of just basically, in the simplest terms, telling people about our mountain bike trails. As you say, in marketing, Mountain Bike NI, which is our sort of brand name for promoting all the different mountain bike trails in Northern Ireland, that's where I spend most of my time. I work in different projects, so the likes of the Giants Cosby Coast Sportive, which I know you've taken part in yourself, Get Wet, which is a water sports project, Leave No Trace Ireland, sort of environmental project, different loads of different things, but most of my time is with Mountain Bike NI, so it's sort of my baby. So I love talking about it, and yeah,
so more than Mountain Bike NI, then Nathan, is that like a sub brand within Outdoor Recreation NI?
Yeah, so Outdoor Recreation NI would be our corporate brand, and that would be who we would sort of go out to tender under that brand, and that's. Yeah. That's sort of the all-encompassing thing between marketing and development and all the broad scope of things that Outdoor Recreation NI does. Mountain Bike NI is obviously a much catchier brand name for consumers when we're trying to appeal to people to let them know about things. So that's where the name came from.
So I'm on, as we're chatting to you, I'm on mountainbikeni.com.
Hopefully it's up to date.
Well, I'm delighted to tell you that it is up to date, because there's an addition which must have happened yesterday. It's called Gorchin Glen Forest Park. So
yes,
it's finally opened then, yeah?
Yes, so newest member of the Mountain Bike and I family. Gorchin has sort of had a gradual opening this week. So obviously COVID, which I'm sure you're as fed up with talking about it as I am, but that sort of has... throwing the timing of things back a wee bit for Gorchin, but yeah, it's open now, and I've been up and ridden the trails there, and obviously I'm gonna pitch it because of what my job is, but it genuinely is brilliant. It's it's quite different to the other trail centres that are there, and the view in particular up at the Mullachar climb and the red trail is just. It's breathtaking. Now you have to, you really have to work to it. It's a bit like Ross Trevor. You have to work to earn that view, but the view when you get up there it's pretty special. So yeah, we're like over the moon to have another trail center to be able to get people up. And it helps the whole package of mountain biking in Northern Ireland as a tourist destination. It really helps, particularly now that we have another one that's a bit further west in the country, it just spreads it out a bit. So,
I was going to get on that, because looking at your map, I should say that in my role in Southern Regional College as a business support team, I've helped a number of different both accommodation providers and activity operators down the years, and I'm looking at Blessingburn Estate, for example, and lovely family down there who run that, and it's a great welcome, and since I've had the extension, and I'm still quite a novice mountain biker, but since I've had the extension, wow, that is a great facility. It was quite limited, a little bit limited before they had the extension to it. Now that they have the extension, what I tell you, it's a good, well, you would do this quicker than me, but it's a good 40 minutes round, 35 to 40 minutes round the red, and then you do that twice, and you're always moving in Blessingburn. You're always, whoa,
You're hammering it around if you're getting around 35, 40 minutes.
Wow. I was following somebody ahead of me. That was just the red, not the whole 12 kilometers. I think it was a red loop of about, is about 6.
Oh, okay. So got you. But well, I'm possibly stopping, taking Instagram pictures maybe too often. But as you say, Colleen and Nick down there, they just have an incredible package. Their accommodations it's award-winning, Tourism NI are sort of constantly promoting it. And it's really novel. Like, it's not too, there's not too many places you can go and have really good, like, sort of self-catering accommodation. And then you go out the door and you can just take your bike and hit some really good trails.
I'm going to share a little story with you because you've just prompted me, and both Colleen in particular and Nick will love this, you know. So they asked me, Kieran, would you please come down and give us a hand? We're going to the Dublin Horse Show. Would you look after our accommodation? And I went, like, busman's holiday? I go, yeah, love to. So this is about 5 or 6 years ago, you know.
Yeah.
And both the boys went, never really been to that, had that experience. We loved it. Stayed in their house now, and it's a beautiful house, by the way.
It's stunning, yeah.
Absolutely love it. And they're so welcoming. And of course, like, I'm not any of my friends in the Duffers would laugh at this because I'm not really a bike mech. I'm a bike mechanic. But I got in, I just fixed all the old bikes. I used to have a chopper when I was a child, so kind of brought back. My son and I, two sons and I went in, cleaned up the bike yard, fixed it up. The youngest boy loved York and loved taking money. And it was like the early days of being an entrepreneur. He says, Daddy, how much do we charge for that there? How much do we earn today? You know, and I was but they had a great time. They talked to this day about taking them out the life jackets, never been on a rowing boat in their lives before, in a tennis court. And we played tennis in summer holidays in a tennis court. They'd actually saw frogs in the lake and says, can we go out look for the frogs? Hang on. So doing things were from Carrie Duff. Yeah. They'd never done before. And the mountain biking trail.
Yeah, exactly.
The nature walk as well. So you're so right, because it offered so, so much within that.
Mm.
And it's like an oasis. You've the main line going to Enniskillen, and you've 5 mile town at the road, but it's an oasis of calm, and it's so different, the whole setting.
Yeah, no, it's brilliant. And you touched on something there, kids. It's ideal for kids. And you know, if you're a stereotypical mountain biker, which if you're going by the stats, is usually a male sort of between 32 and 55. Say they have a young family and they want to go away somewhere that's got really nice accommodation, nice walks and all. And then they arrive and then, oh, also there's mountain bike trails here. So I'm away, but you can take the kids on it. There's a wee pump track there as well, which I'm sure you saw. Ideal for just getting kids used to.
So this gets me nicely on, because as I'm chatting to you, I have your which I asked Chris for permission to use in a blog post. But I have your mountain bike in an eye, and it's just when you talk about West there. So if you take, as a visitor, I'm a wearing my tourism hat now for tomorrow's visitors. So there's a real, and you used this very well. You called it a package. And actually, I'm looking at Dava, Gorchin and Blessenburg as a triumvirate, whatever we want to call that. Yeah, and I'm thinking, I'm here, you know, let's have coming from Scotland, coming from the Republic of Ireland or from Belfast, wherever. And we'll talk about the south of Northern Ireland shortly, but we're going Midwest at the moment.
Yeah.
And I'm looking at, so I choose an accommodation based somewhere there, and I should declare that I'm currently working with Sperrin View Glamping outside of Dava Forest. So I'll come on.
Lovely people,
They're lovely people and a new tourism business and great assets up there. If I decide to base myself at 5 mile town, well, I'm looking at this and I'm thinking Gorchin Glen. I haven't Google mapped this. I'm guessing about 40 minutes, maybe 45 minutes, guessing.
Yeah,
Not even that. So say 30 minutes. So you could do Blessingburn, Gorchin and Dava. And over the weekend, and you could have a fantastic three center. Never mind the other centers, a fantastic variety of three center weekend in the west or midwest of Northern Ireland.
Yeah. I would say there's probably a bit of a lack of, there's maybe been a lack of different investment in companies in certain parts of Northern Ireland. So it's great when you do have a package like that there. And as you say, go away for a weekend with the family, with a couple of friends, you're in for a really good time. And as I said already, you've got three very different, and you said as well, you have three very different trail centers, Dava.
I talk a little bit of Blessingburn. They've had the extension, and it's going very, very well there, and it's a lovely spot. Gorchin Glen, I'm not going to get to this Sunday. I knew it was opening, and I knew they were opening and closing. I wasn't too sure, so I've just held off with going up there. But I will perhaps get over the winter, over the Christmas break. and got a few duffers to go up to the Gorsing Glen. Dava, great. I have been to, but not recently with my colleague James and I have been to Dava. Dava's hard work. Dava's good. Like,
Dava,
it's not for the faint-hearted.
you'll notice on the climb, the climb, capital T, capital C, there's a bit of spray paint saying nearly there. It was Glenn O'Brien actually wrote that, but I think he wrote it maybe just over halfway. So it's a lie. So I don't believe it. But yeah, Dava's hard work, but I'll be honest, Dava's my favorite. Like,
yeah.
It's my favorite trail center by a mile. It's so remote, wonderfully remote, that when you just, as you say, sort of similar to Blessingburn, you just get lost in it. And there's so many different like varieties of obstacles, and yeah, it's my happy place. Well, the stream trail as well, obviously.
Much like a wilderness experience.
Exactly.
We can talk about south of the province, but it's a very much like, even like the top of Slieve Martin, it's very much wilderness based.
Mm-hmm.
And obviously the Sperrins are in the background, and really nearly akin to parts of in Ulster, parts of Donegal, or maybe in the West. You know, it's absolutely, the views are spectacular, albeit word of caution, because the cloud drops in very quickly up there.
Mm-hmm.
So quickly. But no, I agree with you. I think Dava is a real great experience.
And yeah, and it's got... Yeah, exactly. And I was just going to say that they're in the process of hopefully opening soon is the OM Dark Skies Observatory as well, which is just going to be a massive...
And what about the trails itself? What about Ethan? I know there's some... I'm just not up to speed with where that is in terms of an extension to the trails at Dava.
To Dava, yeah. So the council have confirmed that they're going to be adding new red trails, blue trails, and also a disability friendly blue trail as well. So they're hoping for that to open rather next year. The timeline again, just in terms of getting sort of shovels in the ground and stuff, not 100%, but definitely the hope
summer 2021.
Yeah, I'd say that'd be a safe bet.
Okay.
And it'd be great. Again, great to see more investment on the trails. And just really looking forward to...
So we've talked, I suppose, West. We better get... We could spend the whole day talking about these, never mind. But
for the moment,
because people listening to this, hopefully, podcast, I want them to be inspired. I'm thinking about, you know, to come and cycle and stay... ride and stay if they're doing that, you know. And when we're chatting about these, and close to on my, I live in Carrickduff, on my doorstep is Barnes Domain, and a fantastic little investment. I know it's where your headquarters is based as well. But, you know, a very challenging little track.
Very
challenging, but a great asset to Belfast.
Yeah, it can catch people out, Barnet, because you look at the length of the trails there, and I think. I should know this by memory. Chris is gonna I'm gonna be getting an email from Chris, but you've got the red trail there that's maybe
what is it, 6k, 7k maybe?
No, it's not even the blue. The blue is maybe 4 or 5, and the red is maybe 2k, somewhere around that region. So it's not a lot of the red's 1.5, and right. I just double checked there. Red's 1.5 and the blue is 3.9. So it's not a particularly long trail, but it packs so much into it that you sort of come away thinking, jeepers, that felt like
bearing in mind you're on the towpath there, and there's I should explain that when I'm going there, I cycle down from Carrickduff down into it.
So, yeah, gotcha.
You're going past through Beaver Estate, and then there's a number of different ways, go up by the Giant's Ring and go down that way. And
yeah, Giant's Ring's popular.
One has to be very careful because you're a multi-user of the towpath or whatever else you're using, so there's always that possibility that one has to be aware of walkers, and there's dual respect. And I know there may perhaps in the past there's been some incidents, but we're always aware of that when we're doing the trails, when we on our way down and our way back. But all in all, then, you know, you could knock up very quickly for us when we go down and do that. And if you do the Giant's Ring, there's 30k.
Yeah, actually, yeah.
No, and that's a lot on a mountain bike.
No, it is, and it's as you say, it's such a valuable resource to have in the city centre. Like you're like 15 minutes drive from the city centre there, Barnetts. And
well, I'm thinking if you were coming into Belfast, you know, by the boat or you were flying in and, mm-hmm. you know, if you got in, let's say you left this for toxic Glasgow and you either had it or if you flew in, then you'd have a hire a bike perhaps, or you'd maybe take your own bike if you drove over. But you came here, so you've got a few hours before you, either at night time, but you want to get a wee introduction. There's a great Friday night start to your weekend.
Absolutely. Or what we actually do, Kieran, is so if we have a fam trip coming in, if we have a couple of journalists coming in to try the trails, we'll bring them in and we'll sort of run the legs off them and send them to Restrever and Castlewell. And then we'll bring them west and they'll think they're going to drop them the kilometres and then they're hit with a Widowmaker at Davitt Forest. And obviously, you know, if we have time, bring them to the regional trail centres like Gorchin and Blessingburn. But on the way back, usually what we'll do is, oh, we also have, you're staying overnight in Belfast this last night, sure, try Barnet to Main. And it's always a nice one to sort of finish on because they're expecting a very small trail centre, but they get hit with all these, I mean, you know yourself, Barnet's has so many different features in it. So
I'm smiling at you coming around the back of it for anybody who hasn't done it around the back of Mary Peter's track. Well, I tell you, you've climbed up past the Queen's Dub, past the Dub, you drop down into the forest, very, very tight. Oh, it's so it's fast, tight. You wind back, you treble switchbacks, like mm-hmm. up through the forest, you're climbing, then you're dropping down again, then round Mary Peter's, you switch back again. Oh, it's really tight. Like,
Have you ever done a night ride at Barnet's?
Oh, well, that's what we do. Yeah.
I was going to say it's got, again, such a vibrant community at Barnet's, which is great. It draws loads of different, like, as you say, cycling clubs and mountain bike clubs that just use it as their home turf.
A couple of, we're okay for time. We're chatting about 18, 19 minutes, but just a couple of ones I'd like to have a chat with if you're okay to stay on.
Absolutely.
Castle Ward, I've done a couple of times. Mm-hmm. What I remember is kind of having to open and close the gates, but nice soft cycling and very good if you're mountain biking with younger children.
Yeah, absolutely. It's got a good long section of blue trail, and then it's got a couple of different varieties of greens, and the greens are all sort of around 2, 3, 4 kilometers. So yeah, ideal for children, and then the blue, yeah, just it's a really nice sort of level. I think it's maybe 13K trail to take the kids around. So, it's great to have in the area. If Restrever is not your thing, where you don't fancy lots of climbing and lots of fast descents, then somewhere like Castle Ward is important to have.
Yeah. So while we're on the theme of County Down, and probably the one that's is my go-to place apart from Barnet's is Castle Wellin for many reasons. And I was there last Sunday for the first time. And absolutely, I don't know if you were out on Sunday. I took some great photographs. My colleague Connor and I, my friend Connor and I and Kevin, three of us went out. And the views were, Sunday was a cracker. You know, Sunday was spectacular. But the views, and I just got to remind, you know, Ethan, when you forget, this is why I do this. I got a couple of those moments.
Well, that's what I was going to ask you. Kieran, if I'm allowed to, ask you questions. You said Castle Wellin's one of your favorites. So I'm just curious from a marketing point of view, what
because it offers something for, I mean, this is so over cliched, it offers something for everyone. Why I mean that is, so take our Duffers group, there's about 15 or 16 of us, all different levels of ability. Some are when it comes to mountain biking, road, we're kind of very compatible, very close, and mountain biking, we're at different levels. So if we start at the trailhead, first thing we do is the pump track, which is actually not easy, the pump track and the car track. Then you're into a wonderful entrance for the blue.
Yeah.
And the blue just going down to the lake, drops down, and then you have a number of different options. Now, depending on the group who's with me, I might go then straight up to the red. And anyone who knows Castle Allen will know where I mean. You climb to the top of the car park, which is on the near the late room entrance, the late room car park entrance at the top, and there's a very technical red. Don't go into it, first of all. I did last Sunday. Don't go in it because it's, you're straight into it, you know. But it's absolutely smashing. So you do that red, then you have a choice to come on to a blue or to go back around the lake. You have different variety. So you have like one side of the lake, which is the gentle blue over to the red. Then you can come around and you're back to the blue and it meanders and then it gets quite quick down around the lake. And then you start climbing on the mountain. And that's where the fun, it moves from a blue to a red. And then you're really starting to work, but it's rolling, but it's hard work too. And then it comes fast. And then you drop right down to the far side where the Ainslie Garden is, then up the side of the wall. And then you start to work again really hard. You're climbing. Oh, my friend broke his chain there. And then you go to the back, and that's fantastic. You're still on a red there. And then you start climbing, and it's a hard climb to the top of that. Then you have a choice. You go left for the red, which brings you down, or you go to the back. If you're game, you go for which takes you all the black, and I'm on a hardtail, so you need to have your tire. You need to take your tires down, you know, if you're going to do that. And then I didn't on Sunday, and that's hard work. So why do I love it? Because the views are spectacular. It's got a bit of something for everyone. You're going to be 2 hours hard work there at Castle Rannoch if you're pushing on, an hour and a half to 2 hours. But your heart rate is up. Your calories you'll burn off. Castle Rannoch, like I'm showing my shoulders. Oh, I see Monday morning, my shoulders, because I've been climbing, pulling up, really, really good. You know? And it's a mixture of everything.
Yeah, it's lovely hearing feedback like that. Like, and you can hear, in your voice, like the passion you have for it, which is brilliant. One of the other things I love about Castle Rannoch is, you use that word again, a package. Like, it's got great facilities there. And one of the things I think from a tourism point of view that's really helped mountain biking in the last sort of 3 or 4 years is e-bikes. And the guys at Life Adventure Center there.
Yeah, Martin and John there. Yeah.
Yeah, Martin and John. Yeah. And they offer a hire of e-bikes, and e-bikes are just a game changer. And the guys will tell you, and you maybe see them if you're down there at Castle Rannoch often yourself. There's guys in their 70s, 80s even that are up at the top of these hills that, like, if you're coming up on a hardtail or a full sus in particular, and you're puffing, and then you stop to chat and you're like, oh, that guy's not out of breath.
That guy's past me. And my friend Connor looked at each other, and he said, I said, well, he's at least my age. I went past me, and we both kind of went,
That's one really beneficial thing. And I think the full impact of that, I don't think it's seeped into sort of general consciousness that people that maybe used to cycle and maybe have health issues or something else has prevented them from getting back out, maybe just don't know that. And that's something that we quite like to push. Well, but
before we talk about restorative, that's really interesting, because you've touched on something. I've tried to get my wife out, and she, again, no, it's not an e-bike, but I know if we get to it, we will. But she's got one of those, a friend of hers is a wee foldaway bike. And, you know, I know, and all joking aside, the benefits of why I cycle every Sunday. I know that, because that's good for my mental health, and my friends in the Duffers would all agree. We don't really realize it, but we're chatting and talking until you hit the hills.
Yeah.
And then the most important thing is the buns and the coffee. Buns and the coffee. Most important.
The seriousness in your face when you said that.
Honestly, Ethan, the most important, the buns. The laugh. I have a real sweet tooth. My good friend Michael, who's no longer with us, used to laugh at this, you know. But you know, so but that sense of camaraderie and yet getting out, get it for men. You know, and men and women, but I can only speak to you for how it makes me feel.
Yeah.
Last Sunday, when Connor and I finished our cycle, boom, on a high, looked at each other and went, oh, well, that was magic.
Yeah, you know, that's you set up for the day then.
All the endorphins are out, and I know that. And I know now at my age and life how it works and what cycling does to me when I'm going on holiday, why it's so, so important. I suppose it would be, we can't talk about mountain biking and not talk about, I suppose, with Tullymore and Restrepo. Maybe Tullymore then, which there is a little pump track in Tullymore, and I've done it a couple of times.
Yeah, so there's a skills course at Tullymore, and the guys run that there. There's also Wild Trails, which would be what it's probably just as well known, arguably better known for. So it's a very popular spot. I know Glenn would use it for his quite often for the enduro, about his first tracks enduro cup there. So yeah, proper spot. I mean, it goes without saying, Tullymore's stunning. Like, it's got a really great backdrop, and it's a beautiful place.
And what we shouldn't lose sight in this conversation is, you know, all around these trail centres, there's lots of burgeoning accommodation. You know, and also new accommodation entrance into the market. I made reference there to Spur and View Glamping, but like coming to Restrepo, you know, there are lots of B&B providers, glamping accommodation providers as well. And there's lots in and around Castle Rannoch. So I guess Restrepo then, I haven't done recently. I have in my life done two competitive events. One in Ballyhoura called the Ballyhoura Blitz. Say competitive. Mm-hmm. I'm not a competitor, but the Ballyhoura Blitz, which my big friend, Big Watsy, if he's listening to this, took us 4.5 hours. To this day, it's 6 with me. Oh, you had to run. They said it was 10 kilometers. They changed it. They got down there. It was 12 and a half kilometers run. And then the cycle, Ethan, I think it was about 32 kilometers cycling. We were, you're talking about being blitzed. Oh,
I'm like 32 kilometer mountain bike cycle.
Oh, after a 12K run. I know, Matt.
Well,
we still laugh about it. Like,
yeah, Matt, but that's a good thing that you laugh about it. I mean, it's such, usually when things like that go horribly wrong, they give you wonderful memories.
But it was fantastic. And we had a lovely stay with great people there in Kilfinan and the Ballyhoura Hostel. Lovely, beautiful stay there. But I guess I've done Restrava as well. And there was an event which was a 3K run. And also then you did the 27K Red Trail. And again, five of the duffers did that. I think it was about 2015, if I'm right, 16.
Right, okay.
Boy, it was tough. It was really, I'm wrong. Yeah. 3K run to begin with, then a 2K at the end. And then you did the 27.
Ooh, after you got off the bike.
That was tight. But Restrava, yeah. I've done Restrava Red Trail about 3 times. I've never done the downhill. Hands up, I've never done that.
Well, good. No, that's good. We don't want people that aren't comfortable doing the downhill to do the downhill, if you know what I mean. It's obviously only if you're confident with it, but the Red Trail, I mean, I'll confess quite openly, the first time I did the Red Trail, I fell off the bike at about 20 meters from the finish sort of area, with cramp, both calves, just and I thought it was fit at the time. It's a real blitz, but I mean, the views you get from up there are worth it.
Like, but you have, I suppose, it's promoted to the Kodak Corner, and there's a beautiful way out the
exactly.
back. Way at the back over the boardwalks and way at the back of Slieve Martin, and it takes you up to Leitrim Forest, and then you come all the way down. It really is, and I would say to everybody, the only thing is you need to plan. I don't know how long it took you. I'm going to guess about 3 hours. I don't know. I'm guessing in and around that. It's not just a 1 hour scoot down. You know, it's...
No, and you don't want it to be nearly... I think that's nearly a waste if you hammered it. I mean, if you're there for that reason, you want to sort of get a PB in your time and loose, but... You know, I think it'd be a terrible waste if you stopped at Kodak Corner and for 3 seconds to take in the view and then shot on. You want people to get off there and to get those benefits that you were talking about, like for your mental health and drinking some like natural scenery and stuff.
A wee bit of wilderness. When you were talking about Dava, like around the back, as you go into the back on the board or way back, it is a bit wild up there.
Yeah, up around Slieve Mill and that there, it is. Yeah. Definitely gets wild. Just very briefly, on the Kodak Corner thing, I should say that makes, I mean, you know yourself, that's a marketer's dream. Like, I don't have to do anything. I just, like, look up hashtag Kodak Corner, and you've got countless pictures, and it looks different nearly every time you see it, which is wonderful as well. You've got Yellowwater and whole sections of Restrava that sort of can nearly be forgotten about because of Kodak Corner.
Can you tell us anything about plans that maybe for either extension to trail? I used to live in Warren Point, by the way. I kind of know that area, but
yeah,
I can think of in Restrava where you could go. Mm-hmm. But I'm trying to, are there plans for any kind of extensions with Newry Mourne and Down Council at either of those locations?
I think there was always a phase two that was planned, but the timeline for it was never set in stone.
Okay.
So there's nothing just on the books at the minute. Now, I just maybe haven't heard yet, but there's nothing in the immediate next couple of months anyway. Planned just yet.
Okay. And it would be remiss of me not to talk about, because my brother lives outside of Armagh near Dungannon, about Gosford. And he says, he says it's lovely. He really likes it.
Yeah. Well, I mean, so outdoor recreation, and I did a lot of work at Gosford, from signage to like working with the new play structures that are there, which are really worth seeing, by the way. They're epic is the word I use to describe them. But the mountain bike trails. Funny, we were looking at counter data there, a colleague and I, and I think from memory. Now, obviously, this year is slightly different in the sense of we had COVID, but visitor numbers are up somewhere in the region of about 600% on the trails from those trails. That is so. It's just proved remarkably popular. It just seems to have really ticked a box that was needed. And if you've been up recently yourself, you'll have seen.
No, I have to do it. I haven't. Gorchin and Gosford are not probably not the same day, but are on my over the Christmas holidays are two destinations that I'm going to get to.
Yeah, well worth it too. Like you'll be spoiled in both, and again, both very different. Gorchin, bring your climbing legs, and Gosford is it's sort of that wilderness package, but it's more just an enjoyable forestry run round that'll leave you a bit puffed and some nice wee features in there too.
One of the things, and I know you work with tourism and I as part of outdoor recreation, I mean, is there any coordinated approach to gathering statistics around visitors that come cycling or mountain biking?
That's a really good question, Kieran.
Right, no, I'm not trying to catch you. I'm just
No, absolutely. No, I know that there. No, there for specific campaigns, we have in the past done things like that. So we did a campaign for targeting people specifically in Scotland, and we had offers of P&O, and we would have monitored the number of people that used our discount code with P&O. In terms of like a wider Northern Ireland approach, not quite as much, but we obviously pass on, we generate different content between videos and photos and stuff and give that to Tourism Northern Ireland whenever they're looking for it, sort of thing. And we're always happy to work together on any projects, but there's not a maybe concerted focus on that approach just at the minute.
Well, I'm just kind of thinking with the growth of, say, the Gorchins and the Gosfords and everything else, I mean, anecdotally, you know, and if you live in Northern Ireland, there are more people that are mountain biking. You know, I can tell you.
Yeah.
You mentioned about Bart the Main there. I can tell you, some of the bikes like are very expensive, but there's more people, even at night time, Ethan, there's more people mountain biking.
Yeah, no, and again, we've counter data for all the trail centres in Northern Ireland, and there's across the board, you can see a gradual but constant growth in, particularly in the blue trails. And that's, I mean, I suppose that's natural. If you use Gorchin Glen as an example, there's going to be people in Omagh that have never mountain biked but have an interest in biking and are going to take a run up there to see what all the fuss is about. And it encourages a culture of mountain biking, which is brilliant, because as we've said, it gets people out, gets them active, improves your mental health.
My memories on this is where you talk about the Red in Castlewellan. So last Sunday, and it takes me back to between I was age 9 to 14, and I had a rally. You won't know this because you're too young. I had a rally chopper, and it was purple with a yellow riding on it, and it stood out. It was like my baby, and I used to take sometimes up to 4 people on. Two big, I don't know, a chopper was, anybody listening to this, they'll know what I mean, but it was like a motorbike, you thought, and the gear stick was in between. And then you had at the front, you could have said, put somebody in the handlebars, because the small wheel at the front and the big wheel at the back. And then you had a carrier at the back, and you could always take 3, you know, somebody to give you a backy and give you a double backy. But so when I'm going down, like last Sunday in Castlewell, there's just that moment to go on, whoa, ah, wow, boom, boom. And it's just that brought me back to riding my chopper as a young teenager, as a child. Yeah. So what I'm saying is I carry that, and I carry that. I unlock that in my memory bank, and I try to get my sons to do that. Hopefully they will sometime. But you're so right. I know that there's so much well-being that you get from road cycling and mountain biking. Mountain biking is a different sport, I suppose, being honest. It really is.
It is, yeah. But at the end of the day, the main things are transferable. Like you're improving your physical fitness, you're potentially, like, you might go out by yourself and that's fine, but a lot of the time you usually fall in with other mountain bikers, or at least stop and have a conversation when you're out and about, same as you would in the road bike. It's sort of across the board beneficial.
Tell me a little bit about, we mentioned the Giants Cosby Sportif, which has been a great event, and certainly I know Outdoor and I has been behind it with Chain Reaction and I'm not too sure whether that's going to happen for 2021 or not, but just in terms of events, can you give us any flavor that you know of that are happening? I appreciate if you don't, but can you give us a flavor of anything that's happening in 2021?
Yeah. So, I mean, as you say, this year sort of has put a lot of events out the window, but the Giants Coastal Coast Sportive is coming back. I can't tell you when, and it may be slightly changed format, but it is certainly coming back. We don't quite know if it's going to be the same thing. The other events coming up next year, again, it's still quite hard to say. Glenn's Vitus First Strikes Enduro Cup will definitely be back. The IDMS Irish Downhill series. It usually features.
You remember the Red Bull? Remember the Red Bull Fox Hunters event?
The Fox Hunt, yeah, the Fox Hunt took a hiatus. It had been in Ross Trevor for maybe 3 or 4 years consecutively, and then they just stopped it for a year. They didn't move elsewhere. They just stopped it for a year. Okay. COVID led that to be 2 years.
Yeah.
So fingers crossed they'll be back. If I don't know if you've seen the, I'm sure you have seen the videos of it, but it's carnage.
I've seen the videos of it. I have no inclination to do it, but
I'm usually up at the top of the hill with my camera at the choke point. So you've got the 500.
That classic V. You know, it really is. It's phenomenal, actually, to watch that.
Yeah. So fingers crossed that we'll be back as well. And yeah, I mean, will any other sort of mountain bike events that are coming up, people will be able to find them on mountainbikeni.com. So they can always check out our website and social media and all that there, and we'll have the latest.
Mountain Bike NI, if anybody listening to this, mountainbikeni.com for the latest up-to-date events. Do you still have a volunteer scheme? Is that still operating?
Yeah, volunteer rangers. So yeah, thankfully it's going really well. It's sponsored by Tune Ration Cycles, sponsor all of the national trail centers, which is in itself a great boon. Sort of gives a lot of respect sort of to the trail centers, if you know what I mean. A world player in mountain biking is backing them. So they sponsor a volunteer ranger scheme whereby like local mountain bikers can come out and help with the official trail rangers, whoever is working for the council looking after the trails, and just do a bit of trail maintenance, whether that's doing drainage or
having to restore some of the tracks, or
restore some of the berms or anything like that. There, it can even be something as simple as picking up litter.
Can anybody listen to this, can they see that on your website? Is that easy to
if they go on mikemikeni.com and go to useful info, and there's a section there for volunteer rangers. It's very simple, and we only usually do it maybe 4 times a year. And we're hoping, fingers crossed, that'll get started again.
You know, have you a date for the next one yet? No.
No, we haven't been able to do one this year at all, unfortunately. So, it's a really good way for people that maybe have any thoughts on how the trails should progress or how they should be looked after, or just everyone's got different ideas of what trail centers should be, which is good. Like we value that, and we want to hear people's thoughts. That's a really good way of meeting the guys that are actually looking after the trails and putting your keys to them and having a nice friendly conversation. So I'd encourage people to sign up to it, because it's a nice day out. You get
it's been tea. Absolutely fascinating chatting to you. Honest to goodness, like, it's been
been great.
I've loved it, and you've kind of brought me back, and I mentioned referred back to my childhood. I'm thinking about this is Friday night. We're recording this. Do I go out tonight? But I think tomorrow maybe. I know football tomorrow afternoon. Football's back, you see. So I've got football tomorrow afternoon, but I'm going to get out. Sunday's not, well, the forecast isn't good, but I'm hoping I might go back to Castleban this weekend. But you've so inspired me to think about different cycling resorts, particularly the new ones there, the Gorchin Glen and to have a look at Gosford, and then maybe now go back to see Nick and Colin at Blessingburg. But it's been a fantastic chat. I really, really, really enjoyed it, Ethan. Thanks a million.
Kieran, honestly, thank you so much. I don't get seeing or chatting to people too much these days. Happy to chat to you anytime. And as I said to you in an email, I've listened to the podcast and really enjoyed it. So, best of luck.
We'll get this out, and hopefully we'll get a bit of cross promotion and keeping more people involved or informed of what's coming up in the near future.
Absolutely.
Thanks again, and take care.
You too, Ken. Thank you.
So thank you for listening to episode 4. Really enjoyed that chat with Ethan. Ethan was talking about the volunteering scheme at the end of our conversation. So to find out more about that, you can go on to the mountainbikeni.com website, and you can send an email to info@mountainbikeni.com. It's a really worthwhile scheme. It's not too much of an investment in time for that. You get one session for training, then you commit to 2 days throughout the year. And it's a great way of, I suppose, finding out more about the mountain biking scene in Northern Ireland and also giving a little bit back. And there's a reward scheme as well with chain reaction cycles. So, our next podcast now is number 5, and that's with Colin O'Neill. And Colin is the chief executive of the Colin Glen Trust, and some very exciting developments happening up there. So until next time, thanks very much. Thank you for listening to Tomorrow's Visitors podcast. Please check out our website at www.tomorrowsvisitors.com for a summary of this episode and useful links. We're always looking to hear about new ideas, different destinations, the latest innovation in technology and in tourism, so please get in touch on our social channels. If you get a chance, please review this Tomorrow's Visitors podcast on iTunes, as this helps us with spreading our message. So from me, Kieran Sweel, thanks for listening.